Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Let's talk locally. Data centers. On Friday night, the residents were out. There was supposed to be a vote on that proposed data center ordinance, which would regulate where they could be and some of the other restrictions. However, it died without even a vote from council. So the special meeting was at 6 o'clock. I'm looking at the report in the Scranton Times Tribune. The motion by Councilman Richard Gooman to consider the proposed legislation could not even muster a second vote from another council member. Yes, do I have a second? And it was silent. There were about 100 residents who were there gathered for this. So I guess the residents were pretty happy. Standing ovation from a cheering crowd as one of the council folks, I guess it was, Aaron Owen, stood up and said, I stand with the residents.
Yep.
Because she was not, and looked like the others, not going to get a second vote for that. So they thanked the residents for coming out and bringing the input. And obviously, that was incredibly important for them.
It doesn't mean no data centers or data. What are we saying? Data or data? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just that they're not going to put them near residential zones. So it's good. The commercial zones have at it, we think.
Right. But you know, also, what's the next step? Someone asked Mr. Moran, and he said they can build the data centers in any zone they want under all the old conditions. We have not approved the restrictions or the safeguards that we want to put in place. Yeah, said so. He spent 10 months working on it. He said, I'm done with it.
Yeah, look, they're not gonna, look, these data centers are coming in and a lot of cities and going, you know, this is what we need. Right. And they're asking the towns to just change the rules for them.
Right.
Which, when a lot of money comes in, I think you see that. But this time you're seeing residents stand up and go, no.
There are still data centers proposed. That doesn't stop that. So what does this do? I mean, they could still come in under the old conditions, right? Under the current zoning, they are permitted in commercial, light industrial, general commercial, light industrial, and general industrial zoning districts.
But those are traditionally not integrated in the community. So you're talking about, you know, a situation where you won't see someone go, well, there was a park we got rid of.
Right.
We took, 50 acres of a park and we made it into this, or we're not going to put it in someone's backyard. It'll be like we talked about where they put in Archbold specifically, they put the asphalt production company. They didn't put it in a neighborhood. You put it off by the
KC. So they can still do it, but they'd have to do it in those locations.
Yeah, you're not going
to
get special citizens said, hey, we're not going to let you make special rules just to screw up our city. Our regular rules are already, you know, there for you to do your thing.
Right.
Have at it.
I don't think they're a city, though. Are they a borough?
I live there.
I only say that because as soon as we say that, someone goes, not a city.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.